Hello and welcome. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. To kick things off, let's dive into a recent report from Noble Oak Life Insurance. It reveals that life insurance coverage among Australians between the ages of 30 and 60 has risen to 60%, a notable increase from 55% in the preceding year. Yet, there's some disconnection here. Only 30% of the respondents are well-versed in fully underwritten policies. As a result, Noble Oak's CEO, Anthony Brown, is calling for further consumer education to fill this knowledge gap. But on the brighter side, irrespective of this limited understanding, many feel financially secure. Around 76% of the respondents express this sentiment, while a bit over a third, about 32%, still seek financial advice. Now, changing gears to a case involving homeowners, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or the AFCA, has leveled the field in favor of claimants with damaged solar systems. After a storm led to extensive damage to solar equipment, insurer IAG denied claims based on electronic malfunction exclusion. However, the ombudsman thought differently, terming the damage as accidental, thus paving the way for significant repair cost reimbursements. Staying with AFCA, it's been a busy week for them. A couple of cases in dispute that came to the fore dealt with allegations of fraud. In the first case, involving a company director and QBE insurance over vehicle damage, AFCA allowed the insurer to pause the claim until more records were made available. And while there were allegations of fraud, nothing concrete has been established yet. The second incident involved a car theft case with the insurer, Auto and General Services, suspecting foul play due to the policyholder's financial hardship. However, AFCA dismissed this allegation as speculation and ordered the insurer to honor the claim and pay an extra $2,000 for causing distress to the claimant. These recent AFCA decisions remind us not only of the need for clarity and transparency in the claims process, but also of the importance of insurers substantiating their fraud allegations. That's all for your weekly update. For more financial insights and insurance news, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Once again, this is Paige Estrotori saying, stay savvy, stay insured. Thank you and goodbye.